the Jackson Hole Symposium really sent a strong hawkish signal. Inflation isn't fully under control, and the Federal Reserve isn't ready to ease policy. That's right. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's remarks at the Kansas City Fed event emphasized that we have work to do, and that immediately shifted market expectations. You could feel the markets adjust in real time. Traders raised the odds of a September rate hike, bond yields climbed, and growth-sensitive stocks came under pressure as investors adjusted to the prospect of tighter monetary policy for longer. Jackson Hole matters because it is a major forum where central bankers and policymakers signal shifts in thinking. And even small changes in language can move bond, equity, and currency markets. This year's stakes were especially high because markets had been pricing in a more dovish path, with many expecting the Fed to hold steady or begin cutting rates sooner. Warsh's comments challenged that view, suggesting the Fed remains focused on price stability before considering further easing. The core concern is that inflation, while cooler than its peak, has not fully returned to target. The Fed is watching deeper inflation drivers, including wage growth, housing costs, services pricing, and inflation expectations. If workers continue demanding higher pay, service sector prices remain elevated, or businesses keep passing costs to consumers, the Fed may keep policy restrictive for longer. Inflation expectations are especially important because they can become self-fulfilling. If households and businesses expect prices to keep rising, their behavior can make inflation harder to control. For investors, the takeaway is that the path to lower rates may be slower than expected. Higher for longer rates tend to pressure asset valuations, particularly in sectors that rely on cheap financing, such as growth stocks, real estate, and other rate-sensitive areas. At the same time, a firmer policy stance can support the dollar, help anchor inflation expectations, and make fixed income investments more attractive if yields remain elevated. So the Fed faces a difficult balancing act. The economy has shown more resilience than expected, with consumer spending and labor market outcomes remaining strong. But financial conditions have tightened, growth forecasts have been revised, and global uncertainty remains elevated. Policymakers must weigh the risk of inflation becoming entrenched against the risk of slowing the economy too much. Warsh's remarks suggest the Fed is leaning toward patience rather than urgency, but that stance carries its own risks. If the economy slows faster than expected, prolonged tight policy could become a headwind. If inflation reaccelerates, the Fed may need to act more aggressively to protect its credibility. In the coming weeks, investors will focus on inflation data, especially core goods, services, and shelter. Labor market reports and wage growth will be critical, as they can show whether inflation pressure is building from the bottom up. Productivity data, consumer confidence, and financial conditions will also provide clues about the economy's direction. Central bank officials' public remarks will remain important, as markets are likely to parse every comment for signs of a policy shift. Overall, Warsh's speech was not a policy decision, but it was a clear signal. The Fed is not comfortable declaring inflation fully tamed and is not prepared to ease until there is greater confidence that price stability has been restored. For markets, the message is that a higher-for-longer environment may persist longer than many had hoped. The coming months will test whether the Fed's hawkish stance can coexist with a slowing economy.